So, my dear brothers and sisters, we are quickly approaching the end of the season of Lent. We begin next week with Holy Week. And I pray that this week has, or that this season of Lent has been an opportunity for you to grow closer to the Lord. I want to reflect today on this beautiful gospel. Again, it's a gospel that we have heard often. And as many times as Catholics, when we hear something a lot, we can tend to become immune to it because we like to say, oh yeah, I know that, I know. And we miss out on an opportunity to go deeper in our relationship with the Lord. So in today's gospel, we see the Pharisees drag this woman and put her in a place of shame because of her sin. Shame is an important thing, especially in relationship to sin, because shame is not necessarily a bad thing. Shame can be a good help for us to maybe keep us away from doing some sins, you know, because we wouldn't want it to get public. And so shame in a healthy dose is not necessarily bad. But a lot of times, as with anything that can be healthy, there is a tendency to take it too far. And one thing that the devil loves to play with us when it comes to sin is shame. So much shame that it puts us into fear and to hiding. And if we remember back in Genesis, when Adam and Eve sin, what is the first thing that they go and do? They recognize that they're naked and they hide. And God comes in the desert calling for them. And because of their sin, because of shame, they are hiding. And so the devil loves to use shame with our sins in order to keep us away from the mercy of God. Because the devil loves to come and say, you know, that sin that you committed when you were 15, unforgivable. Unforgivable. Forget it. That sin that you did when you were 25, God will never forgive it. And so what happens is that we hide, and in many cases, we have hid from the Lord for many years because the devil has us in a place of fear. And my dear brothers and sisters, today's gospel is about being released from shame. In other words, God, seeing our situation, is merciful and loves us. There is no need to hide. There is no need to cut ourselves off from the goodness of God. And so maybe we have spent time hiding from God. Maybe we have spent time away from the sacrament of confession. Maybe it's been many years, and maybe you've tried to convince yourself, you know what, I'm not that bad. Or it's been so long that if I go and tell the priest that it's been 35 years since I've gone to the sacrament of confession, he's going to faint in his chair and he's going to look at me cross-eyed for the rest of life in the parish. I promise you, I have yet to faint in my chair. Yet, hasn't happened. All of those are lies of the devil, who wants to keep you from experiencing freedom. You know, St. Paul says it in a beautiful way. He says, forgetting what lies behind, but straining forward to what lies ahead. My dear brothers and sisters, that doesn't mean that our sins do not carry consequences. They do. But we cannot always live as captives of the past and of our past sins. Another tactic of the devil is to make us think, you know, maybe we brought a sin to confession and loves to make us think back to that sin and think, that sin is still not forgiven. I can't forgive myself. My dear brothers and sisters, if God does not hold you captive, who are you to hold yourself captive? Are we bigger than God? Why are you still holding yourself captive, hostage? If God has forgiven you, if we have brought it to God for his mercy, then God has forgiven it. And it's time for us, with the grace of the sacrament of confession, to move forward, because we are not a people who looks back. We are a people who is always looking at the mercy and love of God, which means we're always looking forward. God wants to do something new with each one of us in this church. And that newness can only happen if we avail ourselves of God. And so I invite you, as we come to the end of this season of Lent, I invite you, there is still time. There is still time. If it's been a while, if it's been a little bit, if it's been many years, if whatever situation you find yourself in, I invite you in these next 2 weeks to partake of the sacrament of confession, to prepare your hearts for this Easter, for this resurrection, so that we can experience the resurrection as God means us to experience it, as men and women who are free. That is what Christ came to do, was to free us from death. But how can we experience Easter if we're still living as slaves? If we're still living as captives of our fears and of our sins? How can we be a people of the resurrection if we insist on keeping ourselves in the tomb? So, my dear brothers and sisters, let us take every advantage of the mercy of God, because God does not condemn us. God wants one thing, our freedom. You have an opportunity in these next weeks and in this next year to grab the key and open the door of your prison. Are you ready to walk out? Today we have the privilege of celebrating, and I love making a big deal of this because we live in a society which no longer values marriage. We are celebrating a 50th wedding anniversary. And so Kathy and Frank,